Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Topical Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. Steve Cypress here. And topical, the topic, what is in the news? I missed it. Did you? Last week, apparently, was National Small Business Week. How did I miss that? I love small business owners. I worked with thousands and thousands of them. I pretty much dedicated my entire professional career to small business owners. And yet, this government proclamation of this National Small Business Week that I checked it out, apparently has been going on for 60 years or so, and I don't even know it existed, because of course it's ridiculous. It's a way for government to take a victory lap and act like it's supporting small business, when of course nothing could be further from the truth. Big business, which controls big government, both of them love each other and therefore hate small business owners. And this inflationary, rampant, out of control, crappy economy with high crime rates and open border, unvetted immigration and rising prices and spending all the taxpayer dollars overseas while things are falling apart here in the U.S., all of that is crushing a certain part, segment of Americans and people around the world, but I'll focus here on Americans, those who work for a living, getting crushed. And so, unfortunately, that is the large majority of small business owners. If you have not read, or not read in a while, the great book by the fantastic Michael Gerber called The E-Myth Revisited, it might be time to do so. Most business owners, as Gerber points out, are technicians. They're the doers of the business. They walk around, they really think, and they talk about, and people ask them, they say things like, I'm a lawyer, I'm a dentist, I'm a doctor, I'm a plumber, I'm a heating and air guy. Like, they talk as if they really believe, and they function, unfortunately, as if they are the technician, they're the doer, when they'd be much better off being the business owner. And the difference, as Michael Gerber points out, is systems. So people that are running their business right now as a job, as the doer of the business, getting absolutely crushed with no end in sight. Hopefully that's not you. If it is, reach out. Send me a message. Send me an email, steve@stevecypress.com. Post a comment wherever you're getting this, reading it, listening to it, watching it. Go to my website, thewowstrategy.com. You can give me your name and email, and I'll contact you and reach out to help you out, point you in the right direction, possibly hook you up with some resources that can help you. Because those in inflationary times, those that are working, get crushed because prices are rising much quicker than wages or income is rising for workers. But people who have assets, the wealthy, and the business owners who have assets, inflation is great for assets. Home values way up, cars way up, businesses way up. If you have the right kind of business, if you have an asset, if you have systems in place, that's the key. That's the difference to having a business or just having a job, is having systems. So if you make a habit, if you get all your clients or customers or patients or members by doing non-systematic grunt work, things like posting on social media or networking or word of mouth or all that kind of stuff, you're going to get crushed. You're getting crushed now, and you're going to get crushed, and you're likely going to be one of the 90% of small businesses, unfortunately, that go out of business. This is the time more than ever. The time was, of course, way back before the crappy economy hit. But the second best time to take action and put systems in place is right now. So if you haven't done it before, now's the time. And there's lots of systems you can put in place. I specialize in the revenue generating system side of the business. So reach out to people for all kinds of running your business systems. But if you want help with your advertising, your marketing, your sales, putting that into a system so that you stop this grunt work and this hit or miss and this getting crushed, working to get customers, clients, patients, members. In case you haven't realized, you probably have, now's not the time to do that. Now's the time to have assets, and a business can only sell if it is seen by the buyer as an asset. No one's going to buy your business if they ask you, how do you get your clients, customers, patients, members? And you say, well, like by going to networking meetings, or by word of mouth, or I post on social media 27 times a day. Like, who wants to buy that? Who with money, who is gobbling up businesses, wants to buy a business that'll take all that time and energy and really just be a job? They want to buy another system. They want to buy business number 10, number 20, number 50. That's what people do when they buy 50 franchises of Wendy's or McDonald's or whatever it is. They want the system, the asset. Those are appreciating when inflation comes, of course. In case you haven't looked at the value of a car or a home or any other kind of asset, now's the time. It's always the time, but especially now in an inflationary economy, it's a time to create and build assets, systems. Again, I specialize in the revenue getting systems of a business. In fact, the name of my business is Successful Selling Systems, because that's what I do, which transforms the lifestyle of business owners who, up until they meet me and they get my help, they are going through the unfortunate, extremely unfortunate in inflationary times, grunt work of hit or miss. Gee, I get clients by networking or by social media posting or all that kind of hit or miss, word of mouth and all that kind of stuff. Cut that out. You're going to get crushed even more in this economy. Now's the time more than ever to put systems into place. So I hope you'll contact me or someone else, or you'll do it yourself, but you'll transform your revenue generating aspects of your business into repeatable systems that become assets. That's something people will buy. That's something that you will benefit from as inflation continues. The value of your systems, value of your business will go up if you have it built on systems. You have it built on grunt work, it's going to get crushed. And that'll do it for Topical Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. Thanks for being here today or watching on the replay, and I will be back with you again tomorrow on World Wide Web Wednesday.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.